All right, lads. Okay, this is Touchline Fracas Pods. I'm saying it properly. This year I'm hosting it because Lewis is too busy. Today we have a few lads. We got Daniel. What's good, Dan?
What's up? What's good?
We have another Chelsea fan. Meads. What's good? Meads. What's good?
Hello, gent.
There in the end, and we have the UK-born Real Madrid fan. Dems.
Hey guys.
Okay. This is also, we haven't done a pod in a while. There's not much football going on, unfortunately for us, but there's plenty more transfer stories, which we all like to pretend we don't like, but we all get sucked in. So we're gonna do a bit of gisting about that. So let's first off, where should we start? Okay, let's start with Casillas actually, since Dems is a Real Madrid fan. So Casillas off to Porto. With his mum saying Porto are a second division team. I'm not sure how the Portuguese people are like that, but does that mean the best goalkeeper of all time, DDG, is going to go to Real Madrid?
It looks like it, but to be honest, I think Man United are going to hold out for either a big paycheck or just literally just say, no, you're not going nowhere till your contract's up, basically.
Well,
I think that one's going to run down to the end of the window.
What about the option of was it Keylor Navas or Sergio Ramos, the new Real Madrid captain? The cunts.
It looks like they're trying to offer money alongside Keylor Navas, but I don't know if Man United would even take Keylor Navas to be the new number one, or whether they take him at all.
Yeah, that sounds a bit strange to me, but the Ramos thing, I think, like, obviously, in our private chat, I was giving it the big one about Sergio Ramos. I think last week I even messaged us, like, I just woke up, I thought, wait a minute, why would Real Madrid sell Ramos? Like, they'll just tell him no, and then after they tell him no, he'll sign a new contract anyway. same thing with, like, what Wayne Rooney did, like, we just told him no, then he realised that he wasn't going to go, then he thought, do what, yeah, just going to sign a contract, obviously this club wants me. So I think that's probably going to happen with Ramos. Now he's the captain as well, which is a good token of gesture from Perez, because obviously Benitez ain't calling no shots out there. So yeah, so I think you probably will end up signing a contract later on. It probably won't be for 10 million euros, probably for like 7.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Which would be quite annoying for us United fans, but...
How do you feel? Do you feel like a little bit played?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't feel played, because I do believe that, like, there's no way everybody... And that's reporting it generally believes that Ramos wanted to leave, and there's reports even from like the press that apparently Perez controls saying that it looked a bit bleak. So I think it's one of those ones where probably he went on holiday, he calmed down. Obviously he clearly loves Real Madrid, but I think it was his pride more than anything. And then with Casillas going, I don't see Perez wanting to, you know, completely screw it up with the fans. And Ramos probably thinks, oh yeah, captain of the club, that's a massive honour. Obviously, he's been there since he's 18 years old when he came from Sevilla. So I don't really feel played, to be fair. Like, obviously, I would like my club to go for the big guys. I think if we offered a crazy amount of money, we still may get him. Do you see what I'm saying? But if he stays and gets a new contract, I ain't mad. Do you know what I mean? Actually, I'm a bit annoyed, obviously, because I went Ramos, but I don't mind if he gets a new contract. I think he deserves it. So if we get something like Otamendi in or somebody of that ilk, then I'll be fine. But I really went Ramos. And it'd be nice to, you know, for once, somebody else sticks it to Real Madrid. You know what I mean? Every time Real Madrid are always bullying everybody else, for once, like, we just stick it to Real Madrid. So hopefully we do that with De Gea. That would be quite decent. Like, just tell him to fuck off unless they pay big money. And just seeing Real Madrid fans tweeting pictures of De Gea is just pissing me off. These little pricks. Their shitty hairstyle and their ankle swingers and their flipping boat shoes. And their linen shirts.
My friend's a Madrid fan. Huh? My friend's a Madrid fan. He just seems really confident that he's like, we'll get De Gea.
Because they always get their man.
From the beginning.
Yeah, because it always happens, like, and United didn't really protect themselves. So obviously, De Gea was really smart. Like, he's been stalling for 2 years. Because realistically, if De Gea has 2-3 years of his contract, Real Madrid are saying no to whatever big that comes in. So obviously, he's been really smart and made the most of the Moise situation. And then obviously, now we've got Van Gaal saying, yeah, we'll wait to get top four. Obviously, we're going to get top four. So once you have, like, 1 year left of your contract, and as a club at Real Madrid, there's little we can do. But it'll be good to show Roger they can't mug us off like that. Like, what's 25? What's 20 mean to Man United? They ain't doing us nothing.
Nothing.
Did you hear the story? Did you hear this?
I
heard that when De Gea was at Atletico Madrid, he always planned to go to Madrid, but he needed to find like a halfway house.
A lot of players, even Sergio Aguero, same Sergio Aguero, Radamel Falcao. There was somebody else, I can't remember. It was another, I think Torres as well. Like, oh no, not Torres, it was somebody else. Can't remember who it was, but there's a lot of players that have wanted to go to Madrid.
No, I'm talking about as a halfway. Apparently, he left Barcelona and he just wanted to find another club, like just to stay at.
Yeah,
like not with Yaya, but I heard with De Gea, like his plan was always when he left Atletico, his plan was
if you're born and raised in Spain, they're the biggest club in the world, and it's in Spain, obviously. And you know, if you're starting number one for Spain in starting number one for Madrid in any position, chances are, unless the other opposite guy is Iniesta, you're going to be starting for your nation as well. So even if you look at Iker Casillas, for the last 2-3 years, he ain't been better than David De Gea, but he's still the number one keeper for Spain because of that reputation, and that's come of also being part of Real Madrid for me. So yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not really mad at De Gea, because if a player wants to leave, I want people to just let them leave, type of thing. If it's not a rival, just let them leave. Do you know what I mean? Because you can't keep someone against their will. And obviously, I don't blame her. You want to live in Madrid, Manchester, your woman's there, your family's there, job is your national country's biggest club. So I'm not really mad at that. It was a bit annoying that he kind of delayed us. We could at least got like top money. That would have been quality, but it is what it is, man. But the sooner we get it sorted, the better. If we could get Sergio Ramos, cool. If not, just sell him and just try bump Real Madrid and try getting a good keeper in return. But enough of Madrid. I'm not really well versed in keepers, so you know all the people in our chats, they will say that Lloris ain't that good. But I, from what I know, my little knowledge, I would really like Hugo Lloris. There was talk of the All Black, bang bang, Chief Keith, All Black from Atletico, €41 million, which is quite a lot of money. But I ain't seen much of him. I've seen a lot of him, but like you're not paying attention. I'm not really paying attention to his goalkeeper. I'm just watching.
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid. I'm really just watching him because of Antoine Griezmann. Let me not lie to you. So I'm just focusing him.
Yeah.
So I probably have a more educated opinion on Hugo Lloris. So I'll probably take Hugo Lloris. But as long as you get a good keeper, and I'm not too fussed. But I trust Rich Woody Kwan, aka Ed Two Times, to do the business. But okay,
what about Griezmann? I know that Ife's got a lot to say about Griezmann.
Ife has a relationship with Griezmann. Always talk about Griezmann. I want Griezmann's missus to say, stop talking about my man to you so badly. It's not every day.
I've really just gone off talking about Griezmann because it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Mm. So I'm kind of accepting that we'll get a player like Pedro in. It's not a bad thing at all.
I personally think Pedro is a better player than Griezmann. However, I think for the way Chelsea play, I think Anton Griezmann's perfect. I remember speaking to Ife, I think, was it last January? It must have been the January before. January 4,
about Salah.
Yeah, and he was like, no, I want Griezmann, when Griezmann was at Sociedad. So you've been a big fan of him. I think like with Griezmann, he can play up front. He's quick. He can even header. I've seen him score a few headers.
He can
finish. He can score. He's a goal scorer, and I think.
How many goals did Griezmann score when he was playing on the wing? Because obviously he's not going to be playing up front for Chelsea.
I think he got 20 at Sociedad.
No, he got 20 this season as a striker, but I'm talking about as a winger.
Last season at Sociedad, I think he got 20.
Twenty league goals.
Sorry, Disu, up to Disu is about to get the stats for you real quick. Daniel only cares about legals.
Ideally, that's my kind of.
Yeah, because the league's your bread and butter, innit? You want to be getting good amount. Okay, so Anton Griezmann legals. Let's see. Okay, let's go to history.
13-14. I'm pretty sure he did well.
What do you think about Griezmann?
What do you think about him? I like him. He's not your typical wide player. Like, he's not really like...
Oh, Daniel, I think you're like this. Hold on, actually, no. Is that league? Yeah, in the league, 31 games, 16 goals, 3 assists.
That's impressive. All right.
That's 1-2 for a winger. That's a bad boy tally.
I don't know if you want me to react a certain way, I'll just say yeah. But Dermis, in terms of... what do you think about just star? What do you think about Griezmann compared to Pedro?
Wideman. compared to Pedro, he's a bit different.
Quite similar, in my opinion.
He's a lot more of a forward player in the sense that he likes to get on the end of stuff, like in terms of like he would like challenge the centre back and like try and like head the ball in. Like he's a proper, he's very like he will deceive you. Like he's not that big, but he's really good in the air. Like he really likes to put his head on stuff. Like and he kind of comes central a lot, whereas Pedro is kind of someone that his movement comes from wide
inwards
to go in. Yeah, inwards. Whereas like Griezmann will just be in the middle. On the end of a cross.
Yeah.
He's an unusual player.
What do you think?
That's why I want him. That's why I want him. He's a very different type of player. And I think he would just fit. He'll just work for us. Perfect.
I think he relieved the goal scoring pressure on Hazard as well.
Basically, he's the type of player that he is. He's exactly the type of player we're looking for. A goal scoring wide player. And that's... He's always looking for goals. That's the thing with him. He's always looking for goals. His focus isn't just to create. He loves scoring. So
you're talking about Griezmann now, aren't you?
Yeah, Griezmann.
But don't you think that for Chelsea, we need someone that can score goals from a wide position? So if Griezmann is a wide player that's always operating central, that's not what we need. We need someone that can play...
He doesn't always operate centrally. No, no, no. He's only operated that way.
This is just what I'm saying.
Atletico this season.
So Dems, you're saying when you're saying that he's always in the box, are you just saying that now he's been played up front, or
no? I'm saying that from his time at Sociedad, because he was playing on the left there, and Vela was on the right.
Yeah,
and then he was popping up in the middle, and he gets in behind quite a lot through the middle.
Yeah. He makes runs outwards and then in. That's what he does all the time, and that's why he gets in. That's how he gets in behind. That's what he does.
And he's a proper nuisance as well. He hustles and harries defenders off the ball a lot.
Who do you think will be better for Chelsea, Dems, Ayo?
I'd say Griezmann. I would say Griezmann would be better for Chelsea.
I go Griezmann not just because of. Like Pedro, I think Pedro's an all-round good footballer, but obviously with Barcelona and the way they've played, he's kind of been tailored to be that finisher of the moves. Where I think Griezmann, that's just naturally his type of player. And also, I think physically as an athlete, I think he'll probably suit the Premier League a bit more and Chelsea's style of play. Mm. And I think also the fact that he can play up front as well will be beneficial to Chelsea. So if Costa's hammies pull up and then Falcao's playing like El Miao and El Tigre, then you know you can just put Griezmann up front, you feel me? So, but for 63 million euros, that's about what, like 40 million pounds? I don't see Chelsea doing that this season, especially this season. He's only been there for one season. So maybe next season, and say Atletico Madrid, they come third again or fourth, they don't really do much anywhere else, and Chelsea won't put the money down then. I think this might be more of a move on next season than this season. But if I was Chelsea, I ain't wasting time. I'll just go for Griezmann now.
Yeah.
43 million has changed to Chelsea for somebody that can make an impact like that. Especially when the rest of your team don't need much reinforcement because you've got so many young players.
I think he'd want to stay put this season anyway because the Euros are coming up. I think he'd want to stay put, have another solid season at Atletico, have a good Euros and then make a move from that.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that's probably what's going to happen. I think that's why Chelsea resigned to not getting him. But
he's been in Spain a long, long time as well.
If we get Pedro, though, then you pretty much close the door on Griezmann. And that's not what I want.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not what I want. So part of me would rather not get anyone and just accept.
If I was to ask you this, though.
Yo.
If I was to ask you Griezmann or Reus.
Or who? Royce.
Yeah.
Griezmann.
So the thing about Griezmann, I think I was telling Mies one time privately, I was thinking, for 43 million, for 63 million euros, you probably might be able to get Michael Royce.
Yeah, but I still want Griezmann.
But you want Griezmann ahead of Royce?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Aya, what are you thinking?
I think as a footballer, from what I've seen, I think
Royce is a better footballer.
Royce is at a completely different level to
and Royce scores goals as well.
And Royce scores goals. To me, I think that's a no.
He scores free kick
for Chelsea. Yeah. I'll just take Marco Royce and I'll play him in behind Diego Costa, and that's just destructive.
Dems, what are you thinking? Royce or Griezmann?
I'd have to say Marco Royce. And he's really flexible tactically. You know what? They're both pretty flexible tactically, but I just think that Marco Royce. Yeah, I think Marco Royce would probably be better for Chelsea. But the only thing is, I'm trying to think to myself, he's a left-sided player, as is Hazard. I don't know whether Hazard would want to move infield.
I think Hazard would be happy to move infield, to be honest.
Like, just to play strictly down the middle or to play like some sort of free roll.
Okay, that's enough reason.
To be fair, though, I think Royce would be happy to play that free roll.
Yeah.
In behind.
Okay, enough of that. Okay, one more Chelsea thing. Bergovic. Check out Bergovic in. Are you happy with that?
Brilliant.
Begovic.
Yeah, 3 million profit and Begovic for Czech. You happy?
Brilliant, to be honest.
That's solid enough. He's solid enough. He's homegrown. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because think about it. That sounds like that to me that I would, if you saw me offering me that beginning of the season, because obviously Czech's not going to play, so there's no point having 2 world-class keepers. But like, something about the beginning of the season, I'd be happy. But the fact that Czech went to Arsenal, I'm not too sure, because that's obviously
rival.
So if he went to somewhere like PSG, then I think, Chelsea are flipping. Chelsea, again, that's another great bit of business, but he's gone to strength for Arsenal. You know, Chesney in goals, guaranteed 3 games, fucks up every season. So, which was Czech, you ain't already getting that. So
yeah, but that's when you know you've got to raise your levels. That's when you've got to, like, obviously...
Yeah, I agree. Okay, let's move on. Okay, to the most important thing that happened this weekend. People complaining about my boy Ed Boogie. I was telling them to relax, that he's going to shut down the summer.
I just quickly tried to shut down a Chelsea talk. Just to
we'll talk about Chelsea for 10 minutes. So let's...
Lewis is a better host than you.
No, you better that's a lie. You better that's a lie, but it's okay, though.
Let's talk about Ed Boogie quad.
Yeah, so obviously United jetted off today for Seattle for the tour. And we thought, why not have a few more faces on the plane? Might be a bit of a laugh. So
who are the new faces we got?
Morgan Schneiderlin from Southampton, which has been pending for a long time. There was talk about if he's going to go to Arsenal or Manchester United. There were so many conflicting reports. Some people said that United didn't want him. Some people said Arsenal didn't want him. Some people say he wanted to go to Arsenal. Some people say he wanted to go to United. Like, some say 24 million, 25, 20, 30. Some
said Wenger pool as well.
Yeah, a few people saying that, Wenger's got the pool. So even if United offer him more money, you want to go play for Wenger because he's French and... all that usual malarkey, but... In the end, nobody knows what happened. Apparently, Arsenal were in for him. Nobody knows. It doesn't really matter, but he ended up with United. So, 3 weeks later, eventually, I got sorted out. Bastian Schweinsteiger, which United have been chasing for an absolute age. So, €20 million. Bayern Munich fans weren't happy about that. But
apparently, it's actually less than that. Apparently, it's only £11 million.
Yeah, I've heard figures from £5 million up until £14 million. So, I'm not really sure. Oh, I think Hogan says 11 million, then it's 11 million because he seems to be that German dude.
Yeah, who cares, man?
It doesn't matter. Like, either way, they're going to charge the same money for the kits, isn't it? So it don't make a difference to me. Right. But, I'm happy with that. And then who's off? Oh, yeah, Darmian.
Darmian.
I don't have to say his name properly, but I'm sure I'll
got to learn.
I've got to learn. But, yeah, the thing is, I've seen him a few times. I was quite happy with that because randomly, I must have tweeted like 2 months ago, that somebody asked me who do I want as a right back. So I think it was my boy Felix. So I was like, personally, I want Carvalho. Shout out Dems. But if not, there's an Italian guy, Darmian. Every time I see him, he looks cold. And then there was talk, you know, I might get Klein. I was so worried about it. I was like, don't get fucking Klein, bro. Don't get Klein. So we didn't get Klein. We got Darmian. He could play both. Both ways.
Darmian.
You've got Darmian.
I personally think that the Italians will say Darmian.
Daniel. Sorry, Mr. Linguistic, Mr. Rosetta.
I don't know if they're going to say that. That's how I read it as well. I was on your side. I don't know why you're trying to attack me.
You sent a few shots, so I have to send a few shots back. That's how it goes. As Daniel said, I'm not going to do the pronunciation because I'm on Dan's level.
We'll put in Darmain. Darmain sounds like a black name, you know?
Yeah, true, like Darmain. Darmain Jones. Sounds like he plays NFL, so. On Darmian, whatever. Well, let's call him Mateo, that's his first name. Yeah, Mateo, so he's a quick player. He's quite tall. He likes the attacks, which is good for us because Valencia, he won't really do the business for me, in my opinion. So United did a few bits. What do you guys think of the moves?
Made a few movements.
Yeah, what do you guys think of the moves?
I want to know, do you think that on Twitter, you know, I've got the Move to the Galdem campaign?
Yeah.
Do you feel that'll be regular this season or not? Do you think I might have to pull it away?
Ooh. No. I don't think. There's because of the nature of the league. I think there's going to be so many times you're gonna draw for that, especially if Van Gaal does some dodgy stuff. But I do think we'll have a better season. I think we're going to challenge. Well, that's my minimum expectation, to really challenge for the league, because I think we've got enough good enough players to do it. So that's my expectation. I think we'll have a better league. Van Gaal's been in England for a year now, so he shouldn't be surprised at certain things. You feel me? And now he's got rid of Van Persie. He's got rid of Falcao. So we've narrowed down the strikers.
Di Maria's staying. He's staying.
Yeah, that's.
You're sure?
Yeah, the club said he's staying. He said he's staying. We spent 60 million on him last season. Like, he ain't going anywhere. So it's looking like United are gearing up for this 4-3-3. Like, we've got 6 central midfielders, so we just need a new centre back. But what do you guys think of the signings individually and as a package, including Memphis Depay?
I think the signings have been really, really good. I think, you know, before I was accusing United of having a scattergun tactic, but I've been proven wrong. They've actually addressed almost all of their tactical needs in terms of personnel. They've got a new wide man. They've got, a new right back. And they've got two central midfielders now. And bar a top centre back, which isn't a complete necessity, but...
Yeah, it is, bro. It is, bro. Trust me.
I think it's a complete necessity. Rojo can find his feet, yeah, and Smalling...
We can't play, bro. Did you see what these guys were doing last season?
I saw, but I just think...
I don't think you were seeing what these guys were doing last season. Like, they were inventing new ways to concede goals. Like, things I've never seen in my life. So, I do think we need that. But what do you think, Ife and Daniel? I know Daniel sent them a few shots, as usual.
I don't send shots, man. Don't Ife.
Go on, Daniel.
You want me to say... All right, so basically... when Ferguson was there, you had Smalling and Jones at the back, right? People like Smalling and Jones. Mm. Rio was old, but you didn't look vulnerable then.
Mm.
So my fear for United is you keep on throwing money at defenders. You try to buy your Rojo, your Darmian and shit, but it doesn't pan out because it's about the manager. Mm. So I don't know in terms of defensively if you're going to be better that way. Obviously, you've got your two new guys, your Schneiderlin, your Schweinsteiger. I don't personally rate them.
Fair enough.
I can't say with Schneiderlin, to me, it's like when I watch Southampton, I've never ever picked him out. I'm not trying to say he's not good or anything like that, but when I watch Southampton, I'm just not concentrating.
Mm.
So I don't know whether Schneiderlin's going to be good or not. I don't know. In terms of Sebastian Schweinsteiger, I remember when he was first coming through. I can't remember what club he was at before. Was he at Bayern Munich from the start?
He's been there all.
Yeah, he's been there. So I remember I was watching him. I think he was a winger at the time. I was just trying to understand why people love him. And I kept on going back to see it. And I just think that, yo, this guy is good, but I feel like he's overrated. So I'm happy to see him in the Premier League now. We'll see that if he is a great player. But I don't know. I look at United, and in terms of the attacking quality, you had the same attacking quality last season. So you have that. So I don't know. Let's see if you can get stable, but I'm not... I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. So let me go on to United. United, I think their defensive problems are, well, overstated in the sense that I don't think it's that bad. I think a lot of their problem was down to their defensive unit, as well as a lot of players not being fit.
So yeah, I agree.
I don't think their best central defenders were fit for a long period of time. So I think probably you'd have probably Smalling and Rojo, isn't it, if fit? Also, I think another thing is you had Valencia as your...
Can you hear me?
Your right back. Sorry?
No, he was breaking up, but he's clear now.
Yeah, go on, Mitch.
Valencia was your right back, so I think as a system, as a unit, a defensive unit, you were a bit all over the place. I think now you've got an actual right back. I think now things may change. I think you may not be defensively exposed as much. I think some of the goals that you conceded were as a result of Valencia's, you know, poor positional play as a right back. He did okay. He did like decent. I think if you've got an actual right back, he'll be able to snuff out danger a lot better than Valencia would or did. So I think a lot of the problems are
overrated on just not as bad as you guys think. I don't think you guys need to be spending 50 million on a centre back, to be perfectly honest, but hey.
You can't throw money at defences, man. Like, people have tried to do that all the time.
You can't really.
You can't throw money at defences, but you can't have incompetent defenders at the same time.
I think there's organisation.
Yeah, how many the centre backs, yeah, or how many defenders that you buy that cost X amount? There's not that many defenders that you buy for big money that turn out to be amazing. There's not that many.
Rio done well for them. It was a 30 million signing.
Yeah,
but apart from that, usually Rio, it's like your village didn't cost much.
Who else?
Carvalho cost like 18 million.
Yeah, but that was a lot back then, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say. Yeah, up on that then. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's just personnel issues.
It's not a rule. It's not a rule, but what I'm saying is, when people try to throw money at defences, doesn't usually. I'm not talking about one player. I'm talking about just.
No. I hear you fully.
It's a unit.
So they have to complement each other. They have to, you know. Yeah, I agree with you, but I do feel like the personnel we have, they just aren't good. Like, especially, I think we've got a few young players that are. I think they could be potentially good defenders in Jones and Smalling. I've dashed that one to the side. I'm not going to talk about that. But I think like also in defense, I think experience. It's shown that experience tends to help. So I think like maybe having somebody that's actually played and is performing already at a higher level. And if he could balance well with the players around him, I think that will help. Because Smalling and Evans and Jones never looked bad when they're playing next to Rio Ferdinand, Patrice Evra. When Ferguson was there. But like I think Van Gaal has improved across the season, has improved our defensive unit, defensive shape. And I think Schneiderlin and Bastian, especially Schneiderlin, that because he can actually engage in tackles. Like sometimes, even though Blind was really good at shutting off passes, intercepting, sometimes people just literally walking through him. I remember like one time Oxlade Chamberlain just walked straight past him. Like, well, Schlanden will probably put in a better tackle. So I think it gives us a bit more still midfield in certain scenarios. But we'll see.
So what's happening with Blind? What's happening with Blind now? Is Blind just chucked away to the left?
No. Blind's 25 years old. He signed like a 4 or 5 year deal. Like his life is not over.
I know, but what I'm trying to say.
Do you see him in the squad? Blind could play three positions, and I also see him as Carrick's long term replacement in terms of that deep lying playmaker. Like I think I read one quote where he said that after his first game QPR, he was so tired, he never knew how quick the Premier League was. So I think he's a player that's going to take time to adapt because of the way he plays, and he's not particularly physically quick. So when he gets equated to the league, I think he'll be a really good player for us. But it's good to have options, isn't it? Like, not have one injury to Michael Carrick and nobody's crying. So anyway, that's enough of United. I can't talk about United all day. Let's talk about other clubs. So, Arda Turan to Barca, 31 million euros. Are you guys backing that move, or do you think it's a bit silly?
For me, it's just a super unusual buy. Like, it doesn't really make much sense to me, the fact that by the time he's eligible to play, he'll be 29. That's like two years younger than Iniesta.
Mm.
The person that he'd probably be rotating with / taking his spot.
But he does seem a really fit lad, though. So, like, when people say age...
He's a proper fit player, but it's like, I just don't really see why you'd spend that sort of money on someone that's probably going to come in and then flit in and out of the first team.
And with all this talk of maybe Gundogan or Pogba next year, you don't think, okay, so when you get them, like, what happens to him? Like,
exactly. That's another spot gone now.
But, yeah, like... And what other big moves that we've got? Okay, Arsenal have been linked with Benzema, Götze and Alaba. Do you think they're going to be able to back any of those guys?
Nope.
No.
Straight no FFA?
That's none of them make any like, sort of sense.
Nope. Not a single... I mean...
Why doesn't Benzema make sense?
Be crazy.
Because why is Benzema being sold?
Oh, so it just makes sense from Robert's point of view?
No. Literally, in the sense that there's no, like...
Reason for wrong.
There's no reason, like... No one else is coming in at Real Madrid. And he's the only striker at the club. Realistically, he's the only striker at the club.
Is it true that Cristiano Ronaldo's going to be playing up front?
Well, it's been moving a lot that he's going to play at 9.
Yeah.
But I don't see it happening. Yeah. With Ronaldo, I know he doesn't like it because he said it before. But he doesn't like playing there.
Let's imagine that Benitez has convinced him to play 9. Can you see in that instance Benzema's not happy and he wants to leave?
I reckon if he got played at nine, Benzema would just be played behind him, or he'd be played shunted out wide.
Why would he be like you've? Okay, the scenario: if Benzema's going to be on the bench, do you think he'll leave?
No.
Would you?
Because he's
literally the only striker at the whole club. Like,
Perez loves him off as well. I heard that Perez loves Benzema.
Perez is a big fan of his, and Perez loves Zidane as well. He's trying to groom Zidane to be the next manager, or whatever. So I just don't see a circumstance in Benzema being sold unless somebody's coming in that's better than Benzema to play up front.
Oh yeah, like Aguero.
Like there's literally just Aguero that's better than him out there. So
speaking of Aguero, he plays for Man City. Who's just signed Raheem Sterling for 49 million.
Segway Jones.
Huh?
Segway Nasigway.
Whatever. Anyway, what are we saying about Sterling 49 M's?
Oof.
To Man City.
It's a lot of cash.
Are we rating
that? I mean, the thing is though, as we know, a lot of British and English players get that
premium.
That premium.
Dan doesn't believe in a premium. Dan doesn't believe in a premium.
They're young as well.
I don't believe in what premium?
You say you don't believe in a premium?
It's not that. I don't believe in a premium. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is, a lot of the anger is pointed at the player. A lot of the anger is pointed, like people are getting angry at Sterling that he cost that much, and people are getting angry at the FA saying.
Yeah, which I think it's ridiculous. Why? I think that's ridiculous. Getting angry at the player.
Exactly, and they're angry at English like talent as well. They're saying that they're overpriced, they're overrated. But I think what I'm saying, the reason why I bring the Premier League into it is because generally, between clubs, the price is going to be higher anyway. And also, a lot of these transfers, whether it's Carroll, whether it's Sterling, whether this kind of whole mooted Man City want Wilshere, these players are like the top youth player from a club who like have been that iconic youth player. So taking that player away, that's why it costs so much. And then a lot of these fans come up with it. Oh, this guy's overrated. I think they're just stupid dickheads, man.
Yeah, they are. I agree. I see a lot of stuff like, Zidane cost 50 million. Zidane cost 50 million like 15 years ago, bro. Like, it will be a lot different now.
Back
like,
in the day.
Yeah, people don't understand that transfers, it doesn't equate to purely how good you are. Because if it was, then everything will be quite straightforward. That's why you see fluctuating transfer. It matters. There's so many things. What club is buying him? What club is buying him? Even the bloody exchange rate. Compared to the club. Years left on the contract. His club status. Is he a key player? Is he a backup? Is he a youth prospect? His current form. Yeah, hype from the World Cup and European Championships. So many things come into play and come into a transfer, and people don't look at it at face value. I think when you do stuff like that, I think it's just stupid. So when people talk about, I can't believe it's very straightforward. Boom, he's a top player for England. He's a top player for his club. He's also a rival club. He's also young. There's also the fact that he's a young type of player, so that's a homegrown thing. It's also the fact that Liverpool don't want to sell, and he's still got 2 years left of his contract, and also the fact that they know Man City got money. That's going to mean it's an inflated fee. Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand. I don't think he's worth it. And if I was Man City, I wouldn't come in.
See what? Yeah, saying he's not worth it. Boom, I can understand. But those comparisons are. Oh, but so and so cost like. If it was in the same circumstances, then yeah, I can understand. But also one thing I don't like is I don't like the fact that there's so many players that now, after we've seen them play, they've got ridiculed for their price. But when they first came in, for example, like. Okay, Dan corrects me about Willian. Some people complain about Willian, but with Lamella, nobody could tell me the outrage for signing Lamella for like 30 whatever million was the same as signing Raheem Sterling. Dude, outrage in this country was nowhere near. Do you see what I'm saying? However, look what Lamella's done for Spurs. He's been absolutely pony. And look what in the same period of time, Sterling's been doing bits.
You can't blame players. You can't blame fans for that though, because
I think that's a lot of these fans. That's stupidity. Huh? That's stupidity and ignorance.
No, but you gotta understand the perspective they're coming from. I can understand them saying that Sterling's overrated, but not complaining about the Lamella transfer if they haven't seen Lamella.
Shall I tell you why? It's not just the fact they weren't complaining. They're like, Spurs got this sick guy because he just went on YouTube and saw doing a couple of skills. Also in this country, like. I can say something like, I think this youngster's sick. I think Rafael Morris is one of the best. He's a sick youngster.
But because, you can't say that. He's English.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? You can't. Or like, I think, Daniel Sturridge is better than, I don't know, Who do I think I'll rather have Daniel Sturridge than, I don't know, say somebody like... I'd rather have Daniel Sturridge than Diego Costa. And then when I said that, my whole Twitter went bonkers. Are you stupid, Diego Costa?
I'll be honest. Have you ever been on the other side, though? Where, remember what I think it was like a year ago, I said that I'd rather have Sturridge than Benzema and Higuain.
I said
wasn't too happy about that.
No, I was like, I'm not too sure. I was confused. Because I rate both of them.
Yeah.
And I'm a Sturridge
You
friend.
Was coming at me like with the...
No, I was no, not...
You don't
no,
remember?
No, with Rooney, I came at you hard. Not a Sturridge and thingy. Not a Sturridge.
All right, all right.
I remember this convo. No. You were not having it. You're definitely not having Sturridge. You're definitely not having Sturridge over Benzema. Definitely not.
I remember it too.
But I wasn't saying that you're crazy like for this... that. But I may have debated it, but I wasn't saying you're
and
crazy.
And even Higuain. People were saying Higuain.
Yeah, I'm like, you're crazy.
But I didn't say you're crazy for Benzema. No chance. I said you're crazy. No way. Rooney, I said you're crazy. And I still think you're
No, crazy. I'm saying you lot are crazy saying that.
Okay,
you're saying that Sturridge is better than flipping Higuain.
Okay, now I'm on that wave. The more I see Sturridge, the more I like of him.
Hey, guy comes back from injury and he's doing bit all the time.
I love Sturridge. Hopefully he gets a move.
But do you know what's crazy about Higuain? Everybody hates him now.
It's a trend. It's because he missed a penalty and a chance. So now he's shit. It's just how it goes, isn't it?
It might come to the point where he's underrated now. I don't know, but people seem to think the worst ever.
Yeah, it's true. Underrated. Okay, what other transfer gist has been going on? Do we want to go abroad? Or do we want to stay in England? What are you saying, in
England, we've got Kevin De Bruyne. If you know about De Bruyne, he's linked with a move to be the next big Man City transfer.
Didn't his agent
be a stupid move for him, in my opinion.
Didn't his agent say that he's had contacts with Bayern Munich and PSG?
I think he should go Bayern.
I think he should go PSG.
I think he should go... I don't even know.
Where is he going to play?
Centre mid.
Centre mid?
Yeah.
Centre mid. Play centre mid.
Centre mid with Yaya Toure and Fernandinho behind him. No. Why not? I don't see why you're bare laughing.
Where's
Raheem Sterling
playing?
David Silva left, Raheem Sterling right, Aguero up front. Boom.
So you want?
Sorry, that's not happening.
Why is that not happening?
You want to leave all the work to?
I don't see that working at all.
Dems, every time you say this, I actually genuinely think that you're a very stupid person for saying this. Like,
fam, not one person. Yaya Toure last season.
One person in the defense does all the running. That's just nobody plays football.
You saw Yaya Toure last season. Yeah, in the two.
Let's talk about
the Man United match.
Yeah, but that's your 22. Yeah, okay, this is a free.
Gary Neville even said it himself. A dereliction of his duty.
Yeah, but listen. I did say
that was a free.
Yeah, first of all, whether your Torres is a 2, 3, 1, or 5, he's going to do the same thing. So why not sign Kevin De Bruyne because your Torres might be lazy?
Let me slip this in there. First and foremost, De Bruyne at Genk, where he came from, he played at the left, but then the final year there, he played central midfield and he starred there. And he was playing there because it was coming to Chelsea, and the idea was that he'd play in that central midfield role. Also, when he went to Vader, I think he went to Vader first, he played central midfield, and it was actually in all of the stats, I think he was the player that ran the most in Germany that year. So it's not like a player that doesn't run around or a player that can't play in central midfield. So to be fair, a midfield of Yaya, De Bruyne and Fernandinho, that seemed like it could work.
De Bruyne, he played on the right-hand side.
He played a lot, but he played over
the
top.
And then for Belgium, he played central midfield.
I think he started at the right, but then he came central and he played second striker.
Nangolan and flipping, what's his name? Witzel.
And De Bruyne. And Hazard, sometimes Chadli, and the striker. You play centre midfield for Belgium, bro.
There's a difference between playing centre mid as one of the two and then playing as the cam or the 10 or whatever you want to call it.
He doesn't. They Belgium play 4-3-3. They don't play somebody in behind of Benteke like that. They don't. Sorry, bro. I can't back you this one. I'm not having that.
So you want
yes, I would want it. Yes,
Fernandinho to be sitting.
Yeah.
And then Yaya Toure and De Bruyne as the two like central midfielders above him.
Yep.
Box to box.
That's you. Oof. Don't know. I don't,
say, I you remind me of the people that were saying that Real Madrid weren't going to do well because they have Modric and Cruz, and Modric and Cruz plays in the mid and they balled out.
Did you say that then?
Me personally, I never said that because I know. Oh, but that's different.
Well, that's different.
But did you think it?
Cruz, first of all, Cruz is definitely.
No, this why I never thought that is because I know that if they played a certain system, then they would be so good on the ball that they wouldn't suffer off the ball.
So why can't Man City do the same thing?
Why can't
Cruz? It's not that great on the ball.
Huh?
Fernandinho wouldn't allow them to have the ball.
Fernandinho is more than competent on the ball. Not every single team needs to have a Sergio Busquets and an anchor. Fernandinho is good enough to get the ball, receive the ball under pressure, and distribute it. You're mugging him off. He's not at that level. What's that mean?
What does that level mean?
What does that level mean? I don't understand.
Listen to what I'm saying. You see, Cruz and Modric, the reason why they would be fine is because on the ball, they are absolutely elite.
Okay.
That's why they were never like found out to be like wanting defensively. That's why they could play against teams like Barcelona and Bop with just them two in midfield.
Okay.
That's what Yaya
is
the only one that's elite in possession. Him and Silva are the only players at Man City that are elite in possession that you can play them in that system and they'll be fine on the ball because
if Kevin De Bruyne comes to Premier League basically in midfield, he'll be getting dispossessed on the ball, like I said.
I don't think we'd get this.
De Bruyne takes risks with his passes, so some of them go astray. Not every pass like hits with De Bruyne.
But then again, he's an adventurous type of passer.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's why he'll be so good. I personally like if you play ball, you understand that you don't always have to be combative. Or this guy who runs bare when tackled. If you look, look at the arguably the best midfield trio of our generation: Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta. None of them are superly quick. None of them are superly strong. None of them are, well, apart from Busquets, and Busquets is not even amazing combative. He's not no Mascherano. None of them are like would you say quote elite, which you lot love to say these days, elite in terms of those defensive attributes. But nobody complains.
But they're elite in terms of keeping the ball.
Yeah, they're elite.
That's their bread and butter.
Yeah,
they are the gold standard.
Common sense shows that every time you play football, there's going to be parts of the game we're going to have to defend. You go to have to defend part of the game, and they still defend well. Why? It's because they have a system where the whole team defends well. They will press. They keep shape. You don't have to just run around slide tackles to defend. You don't have to do that.
And that's fine. But there's levels of constant concentration and tactical awareness that I don't think of the three of Yaya Toure, De Bruyne, and Fernandinho would be able to execute.
But somehow Witzel, Fellaini, and De Bruyne can when they play for Belgium.
No, that's why they're so tactical. When they play, they didn't get beat by Wales.
They got beat by Wales. They did get beat by Wales.
It can work against so many teams, but it won't work against the best teams. And
why not?
Because it just won't. That is ridiculous.
You can't tell me
that's the best ever defense I've heard. Say it one more time. Did you say because it just won't?
Yo, Miz.
Have you actually seen the way Belgium play, their midfield play? Have you seen it?
Yep.
It's not fluid. It's not slick. It's not good. And they've got Nyangoland, who's a very talented footballer. They've got Witzel, who's again very talented footballer, but they're not fluid. De Bruyne is not a fluid type of footballer to be playing in that role. That's what I'm saying.
If you look at
Busquets, if you look at Iniesta and Xavi, these are fluid type football players. They can move the ball at pace with accuracy and skill.
Okay,
De Bruyne is not that type of player.
But wasn't the concerns defensively? So what's moving the ball around got to do when you're defending the ball?
I'm not talking about defensively.
But that's his point.
I'm talking about play, but I was just asking.
But in play, there's so many different ways you can attack. You don't all have to do tiki taka football. There's so many different ways you can attack. I wish that people actually one day actually got into the brakes. There's so many ways they can attack. Firstly, we talk about fluid football. Man City plays one of the most fluid football in the league, and they're playing it with man like James Milner, Fernando, and Fernandinho on the pitch. Let's stop.
Not Fernando.
Not with them guys. No.
Not Fernando. Fernandinho's a baller, you know. Fernandinho's a baller.
Wait. So before, Fernandinho couldn't play under pressure. Now Fernandinho's a baller.
I didn't say he couldn't play. You said
Fernando.
He's competent.
Fernandinho's a different
Fernando's dead.
Fernandinho's
a baller. But he's not elite.
Beginning of this discussion, okay, because he's not elite, you can't play in the middle.
I said Fernandinho.
Yes, I definitely said Fernandinho.
No, you said Fernandinho. I said he's competent. He's a baller. Like, he can receive the ball and play it.
So what's the problem with
to play the system that you said, I think it would have
what was the system that I said?
4-3-3 with Fernandinho sitting and De Bruyne and
Yaya Toure
in central midfield.
Okay, so
I don't think that would work.
So how of all these years that City have been playing with a two instead, and Yaya and Fernandinho, and they still managed to win league titles, but now if you slowly the fight over three,
quickly, let me interject. They've won the league, but have they actually won the league convincingly?
They won the league.
They win it convincingly, yes or no? They won it by fortune than their convincing play. I'm sorry.
Let me speak.
A lot of the time, where they're losing is they shouldn't lose, is because of their midfield. I'm sorry.
It's because they play two in midfield and they have
exactly, and I'm saying
to play three. When you play three, it's easier to screen off. If you play football, it's common sense. If you have a three in midfield, it's easier to screen off passes. The running you have to do between you is now distributed. It's common sense. If you play a midfield three, you don't all have to be great on ball combative players. You get into your shape, you screen off the passes, and you can defend. And now, when you've got the ball, you have Yaya Toure, Fernandinho, and Kevin De Bruyne, who could all play, and you've got David Silva, Sterling, and Aguero. That's a great team. I'll buy Kevin De Bruyne straight, plays at the mid, calm. Easier. No questions asked. Definitely do that.
Yeah. In my opinion, I agree with I wouldn't write it off myself.
I think it's ridiculous. You remember the same people that are saying, Neymar Suarez can't play each other.
I'd play De Bruyne wide. It's not about that.
I definitely won't play him wide.
And I think playing them in central midfield also takes away from David Silva's ability to roam as well.
Why? Where do people get this stuff from?
If you're playing a 4-3-3 and you're saying, okay, to my left sided player, yeah, you still got to do a job down your flank, yeah, he's not going to do it anymore. Especially with someone like David Silva. David Silva's not going to do it. When have you ever seen David Silva protecting his flipping fullback?
David Silva comes off his flank.
Hold on. So,
Ayo, you play Silva wide? You play Silva wide in a 4-3-3. Not a 4-4-2, but a 4-4-3.
Okay.
Well, he played wide for Valencia.
I hate when people say he's a world-class footballer. He can play in a variety of positions because he's an intelligent footballer. He'll know when to drift in and receive the ball. He'll know when to stay wide. A lot of the times for Man City, he actually plays wide. Let me finish. Man City rarely plays somebody off Aguero. They quite a lot of time they've had two up front, so he's playing on the left a lot of time. Even for Spain, he plays wide and he has ability to drift in. Even Hazard does always stay wide. Hazard drifts in sometimes. If you look at Wan-Mata for when he plays wide for Manchester United, he does stay wide, but he drifts in. He's an intelligent footballer. He'll do that greatly, which he's been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years. So why are you lot are confused to me? He's like, I've been asleep for 5 years. Like, what have you been watching?
Now let's look at the examples you've given. You said Spain. Spain, in possession, are absolutely
okay forget Spain.
Football.
For Man City.
He has the freedom to do that.
Okay, forget
he has the freedom
for Man
to do that.
Okay, what about
Man
City? He plays
when left. When they're playing 4-4-2, yeah, he comes off of his flank, all the way off his flank, and plays in every single channel there is. Everywhere on the pitch, yeah. I've actually watched them live, yeah. This guy creates an overload anywhere he goes on the pitch.
Okay, so now he's vacating his position.
In a 4-3-3,
we have more players to cover spaces in midfield. Is now worse.
Yaya Toure ain't going
to
cover no one's space.
But
that's what I'm saying. Yaya Toure is going to cover no one's space.
So everybody else is going to take that.
Before, before Yaya was there, it was, before it was just two people. Now he's saying that there's three people, so there's option of Yaya, Fernandinho, and De Bruyne.
The way Man City play right now, Yaya Toure and David Silva are the people that are free to roam. They're the only two people that are free to roam. And then if you wanted to go to a 4-3-3 and say, cool, you know what, you're going to roam, and you're telling me that De Bruyne is going to be the one that has to fill in and do other people's jobs.
You're throwing faces to the sky that don't make sense. What's other people's jobs? What is those jobs that he's not doing now? Tell me, please. Because you're actually just throwing faces to the sky, bro.
Yaya Toure will leave his station and will not run back. As will David Silva. Now, you're telling me that De Bruyne and Fernandinho are the two people that you're going to task with filling in the gaps that they leave behind.
Okay, this is another stupid thing that people say. It doesn't work like that. There's 11 players on the pitch. Some people vacate positions, yeah, and other people move into them. So sometimes when David Silva moves inwards, if you actually open your eyes and see, Aguero sometimes moves leftwards. It happens all the time. Or sometimes he'll tuck in deliberately so that to allow Kolarov go up his flank. And when they lose possession, they'll get back into shape. So if he's centrally, he'll flip for
second. When they lose possession, though, that's how they lose matches.
Yes, but I'm saying we'll talk about the system. So you're saying it can't work? Of course it can work, because it's not what's it called, executed. So it's not executed, don't mean it can't work. That's a stupid thing to say. It can be executed easily.
For it to be executed,
so many teams in world football play. For example, look at bloody Messi. For example, Messi, Lavezzi, he runs off his flank. Manchester United, one matter, he runs his flank. Hazard, he runs off his flank. You see what I'm saying? So many players do that. Like, even when Mesut Ozil was playing wide for Germany and for Arsenal, he had freedom to run off his flank. Aaron Ramsey, he's doing it currently. Like, just saying, because they roam off their flank, don't mean, okay, so now we lose the ball, I'm just going to stay roamed, I'm just going to stay here and roam my data like on a mobile phone. No, you don't work like that. I don't understand these catchphrases that people throw that don't make sense. Can't have it, bro. I'm not having it, fam.
I think you need
the personnel to execute those plans, and I just
you just sound like you're okay. Hopefully. We're gonna play 4-3-3. We need this person to be the defensive person, this person to run, and let this person attack. You don't work like that. That's not how football works.
No, but you need the personnel to do it. And I don't think that will happen with Yaya Toure, De Bruyne and Fernandinho midfield. I just don't think it would.
At least we know what, like, the both opinions now. And hopefully De Bruyne comes and we can see.
Yeah, then we can see. Anyway, let's
move on. If Ayo's or Dodd, I don't reconvene.
Okay, well, let's move on from that. Okay, so what was there to quickly go through the Premiership? Who else moved? Delph turned down Man City, apparently. What are we saying on that?
That's a weird one.
Hmm?
That is a weird one.
I'm slightly pissed off of him. I think he should move.
Why?
Because it's still a career. Like, first of all, he's going to earn way more money at Man City than he will have at Aston Villa. He's got the chance to be involved in Champions League squads. Like, to me personally, no disrespect to Fabian Delph, but I don't think he's sort of a Champions League caliber player. But now he's got the opportunity to be involved in those type of squads and that type of environment. He has the opportunity to play with a lot better players, so you can learn from those players. It'll probably even further solidify an opportunity for him to play for England. And he could be involved in squads that win medals. So, like, obviously it's a risk, but, like, me personally, like, if I'm a player where he's not even... I don't see... Okay, let me give an example of a player who's at a lower league. Okay, let me think. Okay, something like Schneiderling, yeah? Schneiderling probably thought, okay, he's off the standard where I know eventually I can move to a club that's a bit better on where I could start. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think Duff is of that level. So I think if he gets opportunity to get a big move, he's never going to see the big P's. He's realistically, as a Villa, he's never going to play in the top European football or being involved in them atmospheres. Like, being able to play players like David Silva, Yaya Toure, company, like, and get a lot more money, like, to me, I think it's something that he should have just taken, personally. And then afterwards, then you just bounce your Sunderlands at Rodwell and all them, man, there. But I don't know. But but it's good to see that he clearly loves the club. He's a captain and stuff like that. So, to be fair, I love seeing that from Delph. I rate him so high. I respect him so highly. And for that, I really hope he does well for Villa. But if I was Delph, I would have taken a move. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I respect his decision.
Same.
Shit. But I respect his decision. But
I respect it too.
I understand where you're coming from. He may not get a move or opportunity to move like that again. But that's fine. I think he should. The fact that he turned him down is that it's shown that he's appreciative of his level. He knows, you know.
I'll pop a rate of that though.
But you know, he knows. He knows that it's not his level. He knows that Man City is not his real place. Mm. So he might as well stay at a club where he will play games. He will captain a side, and he will mean something.
Yeah. I hear that. Instead of being a commodity, which he could have been treated like. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. So, but yeah. Okay. Who else?
Yeah. My thing is.
Go on, Dan.
My thing is, it's so easy for, especially for English talent, to get hidden.
Mm.
And I think, like, all of them, their focus, especially when they're young, like, they're 22, 23, when they can run, their main focus should be getting at a club where that is going to play them game in, game out. And so I feel like, obviously, they've made the right decision.
Okay, so it's 3-1, fair enough. Okay, next one.
How old is Delph?
He must be like
24, 25. 26?
23. No, I think he's older than 23. Yeah.
Fabian, I think he's 25 now.
Hold on, let up to this. We find out for you, man.
25 is 25.
Oh, you're quick.
25. Is 25 going to be 26?
He's actually younger than me, and he's richer than me. What a life! Anyway,
all that football manager.
But yeah, okay, cool. Okay, so Delph. Okay, shout out Delph for that. Bro. That's a big move they did. What about Benteke to Liverpool and linked to United? God forbid. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he's been linked with United for a little while now.
Yeah, I don't trust it. The British press are never right with Man United just so far in the Woodward years. Like, it's always come from the foreign press because I don't think the United press are briefing them. But I do like Benteke. I think he's a good player and he's also young. I do think he'll probably, I don't know, with the United striker thing, I want Rooney to be the main striker. And I want us to get somebody who's good enough to deputy, but is happy enough to be on the bench.
No, that's not Cavani.
It's not Cavani. Yeah.
Cavani would be a star.
Exactly.
So, that's what I'm saying. So now you're stuck.
You're linked to play.
Who are you going to get of real quality that's willing to do that?
Exactly. So,
no one.
I don't mind that. I don't mind. I'll happily keep Hernandez. I think Hernandez will score. Keep Hernandez, James Wilson, and then Wayne Rooney. I'm fine with that. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm more than fine with that.
So what happens when Rooney gets injured?
If Rooney gets injured, then we pay Hernandez.
No, but why would you loan Hernandez one season, then bring him back the next?
Yeah, but yeah, okay. Plan to sell him. If I was LVG, I probably would have kept Falcao, and I definitely would have kept Van Persie because I like strikers who can score goals. So that's what I've done. But obviously, unfortunately for me, philosophy, he ain't really feeling that, man. So I don't want us to go and spend big on another like marquee striker because I know eventually, at one point in life, Rooney's going to go back into central midfield, and that's just going to be just annoying because we've got a midfield that doesn't really need that. And I don't want to go back to that demonic 3-5-2. I've got nightmares about that is so. I don't know, man. But Benteke to Liverpool, I think that's about pretty much as good as Liverpool can get in terms of up front. But I think they need to sell a few strikers.
I think it's a good signing.
They've got so many strikers, though. I think he'll be a terrorist at Liverpool, man. I think he suits their play. What you about?
I don't know if he suits their play because, you know, Liverpool are pretty, like, you know, quick. Hustling, hurrying team really quick.
Have you seen how they've been playing under Sherwoods? Like, they get Abong Lahore and Benteke in defence and they leave them there to go 2v2 the centre back when the teams push up.
Yeah.
And when they get the ball, it's bang. They go similar to Liverpool. I think, like, see, like, him and Sturridge. I wouldn't want to play against him and Sturridge.
But Benteke loves to ball, though. That's the thing. He loves to, like, ball out. Like, sometimes he won't even get in the box when he's supposed to be. Like, he likes to play. Like, he likes to get involved.
And I think that may suit Sturridge. Sturridge just wants to get in the end of moves and just finish it because you know Sturridge can score goals. So
if Liverpool got two up top, then fair enough.
But they've got like six strikers: Lambert, Barini, Origi, Sturridge. I'm pretty sure do you think Benteke's going to leave?
Yeah,
I don't think anyone wants him.
What do you say, Daniel?
He's linked with a loan to Fiorentina.
Okay. Yeah, because I just don't see anywhere like. Well, of the level that I'm sure he thinks he could play at, I think he's had too many bad situations for anyone to take a gamble on. So, but yeah, I think he should go back to Italy, man. Like, I don't like the way the press has treated him, but the way Brendan Rodgers has treated him. So, I think he should just bounce, man.
To be honest, I'd really like him to be a backup at like Real Madrid, but that's just like something that I'd like to see.
Oh, okay, I hear you. What?
I'd like to see him play with players that he respects. I don't think he's I don't think he respects the people around him at Liverpool, like, because I know Balotelli, he's just like, I know if he was at Barcelona, yeah, and he was around people that he thinks that are actually better than his level,
he tried to then he'd
play sure, like, that is
so, like, I think he doesn't respect the people around him.
I've ever heard them say in my life.
That's the stupidest mentality, though. Anyway, I can't respect.
It's really stupid, but you can actually see that Balotelli probably just doesn't respect the people around him. He doesn't think that they're good.
He deserves to fail. Yes, he deserves
words,
to fail.
Words. We can't have that humility. He deserves to fail. I'm with Daniel on that one. Okay, we should wrap up soon. Let's run through. Okay, so we got like. Okay, who do you think? Let's go through the Prem since we focus on England. We'll talk about a bit La Liga. Shall we? FA Liga. Okay, who do you think Arsenal should be looking to sign, lads?
To round up the transfer window, I think, if possible, Cavani. If possible.
Mitz?
Arsenal. If possible, Marco Royce, I'd say. Royce.
They got quite a few players in that position, fair enough. Dan, what do you reckon?
I feel like they need a striker.
Mm.
I don't know who. I feel like they need a hot striker. I wouldn't sign Cavani for them.
Benzema would be perfect. Nah, I don't know. Just to say. He'd be perfect for them.
Yeah, he'd be good for them. But like you're saying, doesn't look likely, does it? I don't know who's in the market, but really and truly, I feel like if they get a good striker, then they're going to worry a lot of teams.
Yeah, I agree with Dan and you lot. I think if they get a striker, I'll try to target Karim Benzema. I even try to target Sturridge because obviously Sturridge better injuries, see if they could pressure Liverpool. And if Liverpool don't budge, then maybe come out next year. But yeah, I think
Liverpool have lost too many. They've lost Sterling. They've lost.
Yeah, no way they're going to. Yeah, I don't know. But just to know, to put that scene in Sturridge's mind that, yeah, we're after you type of thing. We're going to come back again next season.
Well apparently City want him back. Apparently City
I really want Sturridge to suck their mums. That would be beautiful.
If he ever
Sturridge loves him.
That would be so long.
Sturridge
loves City. He's always loved City.
I think Arsenal need.
So he could go back.
I think Arsenal definitely need a striker. So I'll probably try to target. See what can do with Benzema, or maybe Cavani.
What about Higuain?
Oh yeah, or Higuain. Yeah, he's another option.
I don't know why people.
And I think maybe another defensive midfielder. So maybe I think they should go for Schneiderlin as well. So that'd be a good signing for them.
Hysterical.
Anyway, moving on. Who's next? Oh, Spurs. What about Spurs?
Arsenal fans don't rate Schneiderlin anymore. They used to say it was good about a week ago, but
you know how it goes. One week they love you, the next week they don't. Okay, Sarah.
That's just what I've seen on the tweet, man, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever will be, Woody. Anyway, moving on. Spurs. You think Spurs?
What have they done so far?
I can't actually remember.
They signed the centre back, didn't they? They signed Alderweireld.
Oh yeah, that's a good move. So to break top four, I really think that they got Kane. I think they got Alderweireld is good centre back. I think Kane's a good striker. I think Eriksen's a top class player. I think they need something else in midfield to have that good spine.
Top centre mid, man.
Yeah, top centre mid, like a really good centre mid. I think Schneider would have been good for them. I think maybe he needs something a bit more creative. Like, I think Saints might get classy. I think he's the type of player they should be looking at. Or maybe just go bigger, William Carvalho. Like, look at the Euros.
That would be really good for them.
Yeah, just go ham. Just go ham. And you'll go there. He's getting like 10,000 euros a week at Flipping Sporting. Like, he'll probably think, yeah, go Spurs, ball out for two seasons, dip to somewhere else. So yeah, it's just...
I will say though, with Spurs, I think another season under Pochettino, they might be really, really good.
And I think there's so much of a gap in quality between them and the pack ahead of them. And I think they got a lot of dead wood. I think they definitely need a good wide man. To play with Kane. So maybe like Berahino. I'd love to see like what Berahino could do with Harry Kane, and maybe even take a gamble on Nathan Redmond. Like, I think he's a really good player.
Yeah, those are not players that if they want to be pushing on, I don't think they're the type of players that they should be signing.
Yeah, but okay, true. Pushing just on, yeah, but
they're just trying to put Spurs at their normal level. But if they're trying to elevate themselves, we need to be thinking,
I told Spurs fan at work, I think the market of those players that are apparently slightly over the hill, but their experience could be telling. So somebody like, who's I suggesting? I can't remember. But Alderweireld is like a good example. Like, or something like Di Michaelis, obviously, but like an attacking sense. You know those players that they can't with the crossback.
Well, like, when Tevez left City and Juventus grabbed him.
Yeah, so the known players that, okay, clubs think, okay, he's weighs a bit too much, getting a bit old. I think Pirlo. Pirlo, those type of players, I think, are what Spurs should be trying to target in it. But
do you remember when Spurs were hot? You remember when Spurs were hot when they got Modric? When he was the type of side where everybody knew he was great, but no one wanted to take the gamble. Then they got, they obviously, they had Bale, who was a young
Spurs did
player.
That with a couple people. They did that with Van der Bell, Modric.
See what you just said, but I don't want to take the gamble. Yeah. That's one thing I like about the PSG, City and Chelsea. Those clubs knew, okay, I can't maybe get David Villa, but I'm going to take a gamble on Aguero. Everybody wants him, but everyone's waiting for his contract to go down so he can pay. Those players, and now all those clubs take gambles, paying those players, other top clubs have woken up and say, okay, if this guy has got that quality, we need to pay for him. Because people are taking a piss.
Well, like, maybe Spurs should do that with Lacazette then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, maybe Lacazette. I ain't seen him. Yeah, exactly. So I ain't seen him, I heard he's meant to be that guy, so I can't really back him, but
yeah. I think Berahino's a good striker. I feel like Arsenal going for a player, they can consider Berahino better than Giroud.
Anyway,
he's better than Warbeck.
Okay, who else is about? Okay, Southampton. They've just lost the best DM the world has ever seen.
I think they're fine.
And they get classy. I think Classy's a proper player. So
he's good in the ball, man. He just looks so technical.
Yeah, he's good. I really like him. I want United to get him.
I think they're totally fine. They'll probably produce another quality.
I don't think they're totally fine. I think they need to get a proper striker.
Quality youth product as well.
I don't trust Pelé. I think Pelé's air.
but Jay Rodriguez is coming back, so I think he was really good when he did.
I would go ham for Berahino if I was Southampton. That's what I'll go for. I'll go for Berahino.
He might get fleeced for him, though.
Yeah. So what? He's a young loser player.
You said that?
He's a sitting duck. I feel like someone needs to, like we was talking before, where all these people are kind of unsure, and then one team's in the Bayern,
and the thing is, what I like about Berahino, it's like every time I watch West Brom, like he's not just he can score goals, he's just generally dangerous, and he's finishing. You can see he's actually a finisher. That if you actually, like, okay, I know this sounds bare hipster, but like if you go on YouTube, all his goals, if you look at the finishing, like it's not a fluke type of thing. He's hitting the instep and he's whipping it top bins first time into the corners. Quality like that.
Good opposition as well. He scored against really good teams this season.
Chelsea, United.
He scored against really good teams this season.
And they were good finishes as well. Good finishes. Like, he's a
very good finish.
Really like and it's at West Brom. So I feel like if you take him out of that environment and maybe put into an Arsenal environment, then we can see like, you know, a more consistent goal scorer. Because he's someone that scores goals.
Play football.
I think the reason why I'm confident in Berahino that he's not just a big fish in a small tank is that he can see he proper rates himself. You see what I'm saying? Like,
you need that to survive, bro.
You need that to survive. Like some players come, they're a really good player. They don't have the belief that they deserve to be around those other
borders. I just don't know though. I don't know. I'm not saying this. I just honestly don't know. I don't know about his mentality though, because apart from that arrogance, also you need that thirst for wanting to be the best.
Yeah,
and so maybe that's why those type of players that don't have that, it's good that they've got like a manager that can bring that out.
I think on the Martinez, that would be a good move for him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Martinez. I'm with Dan on that one. Anyway, okay, let's round up. Who else? Okay, Liverpool. Who's the latest move? Nathaniel Klein. They've already picked up Firmino, Danny Ings, Milner, and they've just lost. They were about to lose Sterling for 50 million. If you were Brendan Rodgers and the committee, what are you doing with your 49 M's? Oh no, well, 36 because
they've got 40 million burning their pocket, and they've got about 5 or 6 players to get off their wage bill. Like the likes of Aspas, Lambert, and that.
Yeah, like I think when I look at Liverpool's team, I say, okay, they can upgrade their goalkeeper. Okay, they got a new right back.
I think Mignolet is fine.
Let's say you keep Mignolet. They definitely need a new centre back. That's no debates there. Need a new centre back. We'll give Moreno another chance. I still don't think they have enough quality in midfield at all. Don't think they have enough quality.
What about out wide? What do you think out wide?
The only out and out winger per se is Markovic.
Yeah.
What do you think their Liverpool, if you was Rodgers, what would your strategy be?
What do you mean, transfer strategy or your team strategy?
Transfer strategy, because if we remember back to when they were hot, when they was about to win the title, and we said it on the pod, this is when we first started this pod, what they had was an amazing attack. Now, the defense wasn't good back then. Even midfield, they weren't really blessed. But what they had was an amazing attack. So if what they can do again, because last season they tried to spread it and fix all of these different holes they need to plug all across the team. If they try to do that again and it fails, then you're making the same mistake.
If I was going to prioritise, I think with the way Liverpool play, first of all, make sure you get that attack on point because you're aggressive. So Daniel Sturridge, make sure somebody's playing alongside Daniel Sturridge, he's going to do bits. I haven't seen much of Firmino, but I heard he's a really good player and they got Coutinho. So get another striker that's going to be able to live with Daniel Sturridge. On if Daniel Sturridge is out, at least he can play. Do that. And I definitely think if you have a dodgy midfield, you're not going to prosper. Point blank period. So they need somebody in that midfield. I think they need to put Emre Can there, stop playing right back, centre back, stop that foolishness. And I think they probably need a good somebody to play in front of that back for. Maybe they could put Can there and have Lallana and Henderson or Milner. Why did they get in?
Henderson's going to start.
Like, yeah, of course.
He's going to start. He's the capo.
But why did they get Ings?
Ings.
I think it might be midfield three of Emre Can,
Milner,
Henderson, and Milner.
I don't know if Milner's even going to play in the mid.
I think Milner's going to play out wide.
Why did they get... No, because then where's Coutinho and Firmino going to play? Because surely they're starting.
I think they're probably going to go for... What's it called? They're going to go for Firmino and Sturridge.
Okay.
When he's fit.
I think Firmino, and Sturridge, Coutinho. Front three.
And then flipping Milner and Coutinho will be out wide, but obviously they'll be coming in field and Milner all that sort of shit. I think Milner's going to play out wide. I really think he's going to play out wide.
Oh, I think it'll be a 4-3-3 with two up top, so Firmino and Sturridge.
4-3-3, two up top? What?
Yeah. So it's kind of like a 4-3-3, but it's not.
Oh, it's kind of lopsided.
So like a diamond.
Yeah, well... Sort of, basically.
They had it before when they had Suarez and Sturridge.
That was really good because Suarez and Sturridge went wide as well. And they'll just...
They have Coutinho
in that hole and then have the three midfielders.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you. That's kind of wavy, actually. But it just depends if Firmino bangs in it. That's the thing.
If I was Liverpool, I'd throw my money at somebody like Hamsik.
I think they'll get bumped differently. I don't think they can afford Hamsik.
I think they've got 40. They basically got 40 million bread in a hole in their pocket. I think they could probably get him for 35. Their president is a madman, though.
You know, but that'd be your job, you know. It'll probably cost them like 50 million euros, which is about £35 million. Liverpool ain't spent that on Hamsik. And it's happened. So,
I think that if they did do that,
but that's something. That's a shout. Yeah, I hear that. Like a player like, see that type of level, you know, like a tier 2, tier 3 type player, not quite world class, but he's at a club that's not quite top levels. Go and just splash the cash on one of them if you feel they're going to make a difference to your squad, isn't it? Or maybe like a Lacazette or Benteke, but I don't know, Hamsik arrived,
he'd be one of the better midfielders in the Premier League already.
Yeah, he's good player, Hamsik. I hear that. Okay, we've talked about Man United, we've talked about Arsenal, Chelsea. Yeah, I think we should leave it there. Okay. What's your predictions for the rest of the transfer window before we go about our business?
Hopefully we get some closure in the David De Gea situation. I want to get some closure on the Pogba situation. I don't think anything's going to happen anymore.
Yeah, Pogba.
Now that Torres moved, I don't think anything's going to happen with Pogba. I don't think anything's going to happen with Verratti anymore because I know Damasio said that Verratti was confirmed to come Madrid, but that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's strange because he's usually a bang on the money, isn't he? So that's a bit strange.
And what else is there? I want to know what Madrid are going to do, actually. I really don't know what they're going to do.
They're usually out there just talking, upsetting players and all that kind of malarkey. But I think he's one of them.
They spent a lot of time re-signing players.
Yeah, they have. Was it Casemiro they resigned?
They brought back Casemiro. They brought back some young winger from Espanyol.
Yeah.
And they brought back Cherishev from Villarreal.
Yeah. I think Real Madrid's squad is really, really good. And also, I was even reading one Spanish analyst. He was talking about the thing with the Ramos thing is that Real Madrid's are so wage... their costs are so much on wages that they can't even afford to give Ramos what he wants because he doesn't recoup commercially like James, Ronaldo and Bale do. That's what they give him a dump here. Yeah. So I think maybe that might be holding them from doing another ridiculous, but I know if there was opportunity to get Sergio Aguero, I'm pretty sure Perez will find a way to do that, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, Perez
is, yeah, I think it's one of those where they're like, there's not a Galactico type signing really out there.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing out there that they need.
I think like probably next season after, if somebody blows up the European Championships, everyone might come scoop, but yeah, I'm not too sure. Probably just, I think David De Gea will be enough for the Madrid fans and that. Hopefully not, because, you know, fuck Madrid and that, but here's what it is.
I want to see the stuff with Götze, though. I want to see where...
True. That's interesting. Mies, what do you see Chelsea doing? Do you think Pedro's a goer?
To be honest, this transfer window is boring for me. I hate it. seriously, because we're used to like being linked with so many players. And
then you grab them, quite a few of them as well.
We'll grab them, and like now it's just like, we're not even looking for hardly anyone. It's just boring. Can't be asked. You know, you're actually looking for stories rather than stories actually being there.
So. Yeah. I hear you. But I think Pedro, I read today, he was saying that, yeah, Barca lowered my release clause and there's a few clubs that are willing to meet it type of thing. So we just have to see type of thing. So to me, that sounds like, okay. I think that might be so.
Pedro one seems like that's going to happen. But
if I show C, 27, he ain't going to cost more than 30 million euros. No way. I don't think he will. I don't think it costs more than 30 million euros, which is about like £20 million.
Nah.
I could see Chelsea being their jammy Chelsea selves getting Pedro for like 21 million and it's going to piss me off so much because they don't actually I could see it, and then you probably sell Cuadrado for like 26 million, you probably make a profit off Cuadrado.
You
said that Jorginho is better than Cuadrado. I don't know what you're on, bro, with that shout, fam.
Oh my god, you have to bring that up.
No, we'll do it next pod because I'm even too tired, bro. You took energy out of me with that no point stuff, bro. I haven't eaten my jollof yet, fam. No, but seriously, that was a decent pod, lads.
Right now, just to quickly say that Liverpool want to throw their money on Marco Reus, you know.
Liverpool need to wake up and smell a coffee, bro. Like, you ain't got no Marco Reus, fam. Do you know how many clubs wants Marco Reus? Like, Chelsea, United, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich. And you think Marco Reus is going to go to play in that dead stadium with Brendan Rodgers and Emre Can? No, bro, please, man. Let's think realistically. They need to focus on...
This is last chance saloon for Brendan Rodgers as well, you know.
I think it's harsh, though. I think it's harsh, bro.
It's harsh, but
it's reality. I think it is. If he finishes like fifth or sixth, he's gone, bro. He's gone. Mm. And then I think they might
have
I think they're gonna flirt with Klopp as well throughout the season. After Klopp made that comment of he doesn't have to go to a top four club, I think they're gonna try it. If they feel they could get Klopp, and they'll lodge Brendan Rodgers with Vive a bit by an eyelid. I'm telling you this for free. They'll lodge him so quickly.
Even if they.
And then I'll ask Liverpool fans about low-tier football. These pricks. By the way, yeah, let's end up on there, lads.
Yeah.
Alright.
Take it easy, boys.
That's okay.
Alright, later on, lads.
It's not my problem.